Hey, what's up? Welcome to a long overdue episode of Tom True's podcast. It's been a long time. It has been a long time. I apologize. Sorry. I know I'm supposed to do this stuff weekly and stuff. I don't know, for the past month. You know, sometimes you just, like, you're not in the right headspace. It's not feeling it. It's not there. I want to give you like good content, man. Like, I want to give you 100% Tommy Boy, Tom North, you know? That's what I try to do. That's what I hope you expect out of me. I wasn't near 100% the past month or so. Man, I was like in the low like 30s, 20s, you know, like my high school grades. I wasn't feeling too good. But now I'm on up and up. You know, it was game 7 today, Boston Bruins, St. Louis Blues. Recording this like an hour before the game. So like I said, I'm on up and up, feeling a bit better. I apologize. I don't know if you hear anything in the background there. I see that's me doing my laundry there. Decided to fucking, you know, wash my boxers and shit. And I said, you know, I want to fucking do the podcast while you're waiting for your laundry so I can dry it. I'm here. You're there. And a lot happened over the last month. A lot of like shit happened. Abortions, you know, being fucking outlawed and shit. Fucking the Netflix special there when they see us. That lady there, that cunt that just like wanted any black kid just to fucking do fucking time for some murder of some white bra. Yo, this past Sunday, right, I went to a fucking barbecue, and, I don't know what the fuck it is, man, but I got eaten alive by mosquitoes, man. Like, it was, like, the first, like, fucking nice day in this goddamn city, and all of a sudden, the goddamn bloodsuckers fucking show up. I'm itching, I'm like a goddamn crackhead out here. I'm like Tyrone, fucking scratching and shit. Just fucking right till I fucking bleed, man. Like, I'm talking here, and I'm scratching. Fuck is annoying, man. It's all over my fucking body. Fuck, I'm trying to go to sleep, but I'm just sitting there scratching my arm and shit. Yo, it's looks like I got chicken pox, fuck. Oh, damn. That cunt, man. Those five black kids, man. Well, they're men now. But holy shit. And it's like, you know what? They ain't the only ones either, you know. There's more cases just like that all over. That we don't know of. That's, you know, and it's like, fucking, it's nothing new. It's just like they're just putting light, you know, shining a light on it and shit, you know. And I'm just good that, like, she fucking, that she's been exposed, though, you know. Like, fucking, no more people need to be exposed like that shit. Because, yo, they're fucking, it's fucking terrible, man. It's so annoying. Like, society in general, people in general, fuck, like... You know, when I say, like, I hate people, you know, like, you don't literally hate people. Like, I like people. When I see people in the street, like, you know, I have no opinion of them. I don't know who the fuck they are. So I can't hate them. Doesn't mean I like them either. But it's like, you know, it's not like, you know, when I say fuck people, it's like, fuck, like, just talking about society in general as a whole. It's like, you know, just the way the fucking this world has evolved over all these goddamn years, man. And... Fuck it, I don't see any change anytime soon. Not like while I'm still fucking alive, you know. And hopefully for my daughter's sake, maybe so when she gets older, hopefully some change for her. But even then, like, fucking maybe the grandkids. Oh god. Fuck yeah, man. Fucking life sucks. Life's a bitch. The fuck can you do? Yeah, man. So fucking game 7. Fucking goddamn, I hope the Bruins lose, man. I fucking can't stand the fucking Bruins. Like, oh my god. And you know what? They're going to win because St. Louis, they're not built for this. You know, they don't got the fucking testicular fortitude to fucking to, you know, to hang in there with Boston, because Boston's been there, done that, and all that shit. They got veterans, fucking that big 7-foot ogre, the fucking rat. Only one I like is Bergeron, man. That guy is nice. That guy, I respect him. He's a good, classy fucking dude. Has a full game, plays a whole ice, you know. Nah, he's fucking Hall of Famer. Alright, yeah. He's the only one I like, but fuck, man. This Boston in general, I hate the fucking city. Yo, they don't know how to pronounce the ahs. You know, that's the... Hey, Mark, you gonna go to the body? Don't forget to bring up goddamn car. You know, that fucking... He told me, boy. Oh, that fucking Boston. Man, my Boston accent sucks, but you know the fucking... God damn it, you know? Fucking... Yeah, I just hate Boston. That fucking city, man, is like... Patriots and her fucking Red Sox. I don't follow baseball that much anyway, but still, fuck them. Fucking Celtics. Fuck them. They haven't been relevant that much anyway. They haven't done anything since like 09, so whatever. But yeah, I just hope they lose. I really hope they fucking lose. I'm going to probably watch that a bit tonight. I don't know if you guys heard about the female soccer team, the U.S. women's soccer team there. Scored like 13 goals. They won like 13-0 in soccer. And they scored like 5 goals in like a 6-minute span or whatever. And they were fucking celebrating on like goal 10, 11, and 12, sliding on the grass and shit. Like they just won the fucking championship. Which to me, like, you know, this is like... That's fucking pathetic, man. Like, I have no problem with you scoring goals and shit. Like, yeah, score the goals, man. Keep playing. Fucking score the goals. That's part of the game, you know? Stop them. But then, like, to celebrate after that 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th goal. It's stupid. It's, like, to me, it's fucking stupid. Like, just, you know? It's ridiculous. Like, they get the point, you know? I can't stand that shit. Because, like, me, like, you know, when I was playing sports and shit, I've been on both sides. I've been blown out, and I've been on a team blowing other teams out. So I know the experience, it sucks when you get blown out like that. You know, like I can empathize, because like yeah, like sometimes like the other team is just fucking a lot more better than you, just more dominant than you, and there's nothing you could do about it. You just gotta keep fucking playing though. But to like to celebrate, like to kind of like, it's fucking can't stand it. Like, I remember as when I used to play soccer, you know, fucking back in my young spry days, I was like Mr. fucking Canada. I played every sport there was: basketball, football, hockey, soccer, baseball. I played them all, and I was fucking good at all of them. I remember playing soccer. And I was like a little like Lionel Messi out there, you know what I'm saying? I was fucking razzling, dazzling. But I also played goalie. I was like the best goalie in the team too. But I mostly, you know, I play, I don't know what the names are. I think forward or some shit or striker, whatever the fuck it is. I don't remember. Anyways, I remember playing this one team, right? And like they were like, we were the second best team. They're the first best team in the league. And I remember they fucking like whipped their ass like 6-1 or something like that, you know. And I never forget this kid's face, man. He's got a fucking square head, and he had like his cap on his middle tooth, you know, that fucking little piece of shit, you know. And I remember him like fucking just like laughing, just laughing at our team, whatever, you know, getting our asses fucking kicked, you know. And I remember come championship game time, right? We made it to the finals, and it was me and this little fucking team, you know. And so I went in nets. I went in fucking nets. Tomboy went in nets, you know, because, you know, fuck this. Like, they ain't scoring no more 5 goals on us, you know what I'm saying? So I went in nets, you know. And we ended up losing 2-1 in, like, double overtime. Which still to this day fucking breaks my heart, you know. Yeah, like, anyways, like I said, I can empathize. I just want to, like, a little, went down memory lane there. Remember this about the glory days. Fuck. Well, yeah, man. Like, there's no fucking room for that sliding 13 goal and stuff. Like, come on, man. It's like, fucking go to the sidelines. Just like, you know, you can like high five each other, whatever, and that. But fuck, I don't need to slide on the goddamn grass. Fucking. And it's not a gender thing too. It's not because they're fucking ladies, you know. It's not because they're fucking females, you know. None of that fucking Me Too shit. If you know, it goes for fucking guys too, man. Fucking hockey and shit. Just, like, you know, you don't see fucking hockey players after they fucking score like eight and fucking nothing or whatever. They're not fucking throwing the sticks and ice and banging on the boards and fucking, you know. They just go to the bench and they fucking do their shit. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it is. Yeah, that kind of shit like kind of frustrates me. It's like, bro, it's like grow the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I know it's like the World Cup. You know, it's a big fucking tournament and all that crap. You know, you're fucking happy to be there and shit. You know, yeah, you fucking score a goal. You can score 20 goals all you fucking want. But it fucking comes to a point where it's like, okay, like why are you still fucking? It's like. You know, like, you know when you have, like, a younger brother or a cousin and shit, right? And you're playing, like, you know, like, basketball against them on, like, those fucking Fisher-Price things. And you're fucking taking them to school and you're fucking beating them, you know? And you're just, like, wiping the floor. And you're like, you're gonna start shoving your balls in his face and celebrating. You're fucking bigger and you're fucking better. You're bigger and better than them. You feel good about yourself? You feel big and proud? You fucking fucking losers. Fuck, yeah. Nah, I don't know, man. Like, that's just fucking stupid. Fuck, man. Yeah. Yeah, so that was kind of grinding my gears, too. Fuck, what else? Yeah. Fucking Kevin Durant there towards Achilles. That was a sad fucking thing, man. I watched that game and shit, and then like, yeah, at the time like the fans kind of booing shit, when the fans were booing. I was listening to like some sports radio talk, and they had some Canadian people that were at the game. They were saying like at first they didn't know what was going on. They thought it was like a fast break, and then. It was just like they were like caught in the moment, and then you realized how severe it was. They were trying to like, you know, take back their cheers, but it was kind of too late. And you can see like, I remember at one angle view, Kevin's on the ground grabbing his fucking Achilles, and I can see fans in the background like waving bye to him and shit, you know, which is like, yeah, to me, like, yeah, that's, it's not a good look, man. It's fucking bad. I feel bad for the dude. And he was lighting it up before that. He was fucking tearing it up. I don't know. Watching that game, I was like, uh-oh. Like, Toronto, you might be on the wrong side of history here. And funny thing is, like, his 11 points, they needed his 11 points because they're only one by one. So that might be, like, the guttiest. Like, this guy risked his fucking, his career for his teammates. And, you know, people are calling him soft and shit. You don't know, like, it's hard to judge a man's injury. You don't know how he feels, right? Everybody fucking heals different. Everybody's body's different. And they say it was like a calf strain. But you know, like, it was probably his Achilles. Someone do it with his Achilles. They're, you know, kind of covering up. And apparently the medical team gave the go-ahead saying he can't injure it any worse or whatever. And Steve Kerr feels like shit because he wouldn't play them if he fucking knew he could hurt it more. And Kevin just like, you know, like, going out there and... You know, but in the pregame, you see him dunking the ball. This guy's dancing in the hallway and shit. So I'm like, oh, man, this guy's fucking good to go. And then this one wrong step, man, boof. And you can see, like, I don't know if these guys see, like, the slow motion replay of his muscle. You can see, like, it explode in his fucking calf, man. Oh, God. It's rough. Yeah, I feel bad for him. I don't know, like... I'm not a karma guy. I'm like a realist, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit was going to happen regardless of fucking what you did or what someone did. Like, but like, when you guys, when they were booming Kevin Durant, that kind of like, this gave you guys, gave Toronto some bad juju. you know, and ended up losing the game. A game they should have won. So now, yeah, game six on fucking tomorrow. Fuck. I hope they win, man. Like, I really do. Like, I'm not a Toronto Raptor fan. I'm just a fan. Like, you know, it'd be cool to have, like, you know, Canadian team finally win something in this goddamn country. Playing American sports, you know? Besides the Canadians. Fuck the Canadians. fuck Les Habitants. But yeah. Whew. Fuck. Shit, Melange, you're not done yet? Goddamn. Well, how long I got here? 15 minutes? Oh, shit. Started back work last week. Started back work there. Good old fucking What Can Brown Do For You? And, man, yo, that place is fucking... That place changed, boy. From last time I was there. Like it was like going from like a dumpster to a mansion, you know, like being homeless to fucking going into this like fucking beautiful home, you know, and it's fucking with the white gates around on the fence, you know, and the little fucking you know that fucking typical suburban fucking home, like looking like that type of shit, you know. Yeah, I fucking go in there, it's all fucking computers and machines and belt, like fucking conveyor belts going that way and this way, and it's fucking computers sending boxes every fucking which way instead of like people doing it, which is like, you know, another sign that computers, like I know a machine's taking over human jobs, you know, are fucking coming, man. It's fucking Skynet is fucking coming to take over soon, man. So I got the fucking tour to walk around. I got to see got to see what I gotta fuck with. But you know, like I walked in there, you know, and like I said, it's been a while. I had some time off and shit, and it's been a while since I've been back. And it's almost like, you know, when you and your girl like take a break, or whoever your man, and you guys like take a break, you know, take a time away from each other to get your shit right, you know, to think, to ponder, you know, to go fuck around and shit. See what's out there, and it looks like you guys have been around for a long time. You know, you guys have some ups and downs, a lot of fights, good times, bad times, you know, all that shit. So it's kind of hard to let go, because like there's a lot of time invested in each other. So now you guys have some, like, you know, good time off, and when he come back. And you see her, you know, and you see her, and she's like, fucking hair all done, looking all pretty, fucking lost some weight there, you know what I'm saying? Fucking ass looking right, fucking boobs looking nice, you know, all that shit, like all on the outside is looking fucking like magnifique, you know? And you're like, damn. So then, fucking sit down with her and shit, and you guys are talking, you're catching up, and then, you know, you slowly realize, like, you know. Yeah, and the outside, you know, everything looking all good and fucking pretty, but in inside, it's still the same old fucking bitch. Still the same old shit. That's UPS, you know, that's fucking, yeah, you got a makeover, got a fucking renovation, all that fucking shit. Fucking, I don't know how many hundreds of million dollars went to that fucking building. But you get down to the nitty gritty, to the nuts and fucking bolts, yo, it's still the same old fucking shit. Same old goddamn bitch. Fuck, you know? So you're like, fuck, do I want to fucking do this all over again? Do I want to give it another shot? Fuck, man. So I got some pondering to do here. Yeah, and I got a lot of pondering to do, because fucking Tommy Boy, fucking smart man Tommy Boy over here, decided last night, you know, with his friend and his girl, to go fucking skateboarding. I haven't skateboarded since like 21, and it's been like fucking like, oh my god, like 14 years. You know, so I was like, you know what, yeah, like I remember, like, you know, I was more of a BMX type of guy. But that shit I was fucking with, I was more like a Dave Mira, you know what I'm saying? Fucking doing tail whips and fucking peg grinds and all that shit. That was more my thing. Skateboards. Yeah, I fucking ride, you know. I could fucking jump and all that, like little things here and there. Nothing special, you know. but like last night, my boy, you know, like he could fuck around, he do some shit, you know. So last night we go to this park, fucking nice park, nice skate park, you know. And it's like fucking like 12:30, 1:30 in the morning, and before that, already like, you know, I know Tommy Boy had like this a little bit to drink, you know, this hit the sauce a little bit, but I wasn't fucking drunk or nothing, but I was feeling good, you know. And so I'm on the board and fucking trying to, you know, get back in the groove. I'm going good, you know, and right away, I've always been fearless, man. I've always had like no fear, like I love adrenaline. I'm not scared. Like, I used to go cliff jumping when I was younger, you know, diving off of cliffs right into the water and shit, like 100 feet high, fucking jumping in that shit, go, you know, fucking, yeah, man, that was me, man. I love that shit. I'm fucking crazy. On the skateboard, right, I haven't rode it in like so many years, but I'm like, fuck it, like, let me hit that half pipe. So I'm going, whatever, I'm going, like, yeah, I'm falling down, I'm falling around and shit, but I didn't care, man. Like, I wasn't scared. And so this one rail, I was like, you know, fuck it, here we go, I'm fucking Tony Hawk this bitch. So I go to kickflip and go to fucking rail grind, you know, hit, fucking grind on the rail there. Totally fucking missed, totally just fucking completely missed. I landed awkwardly, I fucking bent my ankle sideways, almost twisted my knee. Oh god, it wasn't pretty. I got up and then I walked it off like a fucking man, like a champ, because ain't no bitch. That's what men do. You just get up and fucking walk it off, throw some dirt on it, you know what I'm saying? And that's what we fucking do. That's what I did. Got up there and I fucking threw some dirt and I fucking skateboarded a little bit more. I'm like, yo, fuck this shit, you know? But this morning, though, holy fuck. I couldn't move my whole foot. I couldn't move it. It was stiff as a board, man. So I had to go fucking... I mean, I don't go to hospitals, man. I'm not a hospital guy. Unless I'm, like, fucking dying. Or, like, my leg is, like, fucking hanging off. Tell anybody doesn't go. I don't go to fucking hospitals. You know, I never even broken a bone in my body. Knock on wood. Never broken a fucking bone in my body in my life. Like, of all the sports I played, all the stupidness I've done. It's crazy. Like, I've sprained a lot of shit. Sprained a lot of fucking ankles. Elbows, knees, bruised ribs, all that fucking shit, you know, crack my head. a lot of dumb boy shit, you know, but never broken nothing. Never had a cast or none of that shit, you know. I'm thankful, man. I got some good fucking bones, strong bones, I guess, you know. But yo, this sprain is pretty bad, though. I think it's probably one of the worst ones I had. Because, like, I've sprained ankles in basketball before, but, like, when it comes to basketball, I tough that shit out. I was like, yo, fuck, I ain't sitting, man. I ain't sitting. I pulled a hammy, fuck, pulled my hamstring before. Fuck, I sat up for like 5 minutes and got back in that bitch, you know. I'm a tough guy. I tough shit out, you know. But this one, fuck, yo, it's fucking, I can't even walk. Like, serious. This is like, you know, NBA terms. It's like maybe fucking a week to 2 weeks. Oh, shit. Before I'm back on the grind. I think that's about it. Fuck, I think I'll wrap it up about now. Fucking how long? 23 minutes? I think that's it. I'm trying to get back to y'all, back to the week to week thing. Try and do this, you know, do this more often. I need to do this, I know some of you guys want to hear. Some of you guys hit me up, ask me where the fuck it is, what's going on. So I apologize. But I'm back. If you want to email me, it's tomtruthpodcast@gmail.com. So email me whatever, you know, any questions, any fucking thing you want to talk about. Fuck, I'll talk about it on here. Hit me up on fucking Instagram and Facebook. Tom Akazi. Tom North, that's where you can find me. That's about wraps it up for this week's edition of Tom's Truth. That was my truth, and fucking see y'all next time. All right, peace.